Good morning. We're considering Chayyotim Klal Samach Vav, and we're learning Siman Aleph. Now, the Chayyotim is dealing with a situation where a child is born in the month of Adar, and because he's born in the month of Adar, we have a question now what to do in the year that he turns Bar Mitzvah. So, there are, like we mentioned, multiple scenarios. There's a scenario where he's born in a year which is Shana Pshuta, and the year where he's Bar Mitzvah is Shana Pshuta. So that's easy. The child is born in a year which is a Mubaris, and he's Bar Mitzvah in a year which is Pshuta. Again, that's easy. The child is born in a year which is Mubaris, and the year which he's Bar Mitzvah is Mubaris. So we'll see that that's debatable. And a child is born in a year which is Pshuta, and now the year which he's becomes a mitzvah, it's Mubaris. So we need to clarify in those last two scenarios, which udder is the real udder? Is the real udder udder Aleph, or is the rear the real udder udder Beis? Now I do want to point out that we're not discussing the halachas of yahrzeit. A person has a yahrzeit and udder, which udder do they keep? Because actually the halacha will differentiate between the two. So, just to digress to the halachas of yahrzeit. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about this in the context of a person whose the minhag was the Gemara says already that person is supposed to fast on the day of a tear of a parent. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and Hichlus Tainis, which deals with that halacha that one, it's appropriate to fast on the day of a parent's yahrzeit. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Samaches deals with the question of which udder is the correct udder that a person should fast in. So the Shulchan Aruch says over there that in case a person dies, the person dies in an udder, so the child will be fasting in the Shana Mubaris in udder Sheni. The Rama over there says some say that one should fast in udder Rishon, and that's the Minig. And then he says, Yesh Machbirim Lis'anus Pishneim. And some say that he fasts for both of them. Mishabur comes out from the Magen Avraham and the Gra that a person should fast in both. So it means a person should keep the yahrzeit in both months. That's so in case of the Bar Mitzvah, that's obviously not going to be exactly the same. You have the option of doing both. But we do see that the Rama says that the Iker Shita really is, it should be Adar Rishon. So Adar Rishon is the real Adar, seemingly. And Adar Sheni is just an extra month. So when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, we should say the same thing. Now, we could ask a question, how can we say that? We know that we keep Purim in Adar Sheni. So actually, the Gemara says, the reason why we keep Purim in Adar Sheni is because we want to be Masmech Geula LeGeula. The Geula Purim should be kept closely to the Geula of Pesach. So does not indicate what the status of the month is. It indicates what's the appropriate time to remember, commemorate, celebrate the Geula of Purim. It should be done in conjunction with the Geula of Pesach as much as possible. So that's not a clear raya to our question, which month is the real order. So regardless of your site, there's some who say it's the first month. The Rama says that is the primary one to do. But he says the meaning is to do both. And that's the Gra and the Magen Avraham says that a person should do both. Regards to situation, a person is wants to daven for the Yomen on the yahrzeit, there are the Chiyuvim, does the fact that he wants to keep it twice allow him to be Doicha, the Aveilim, twice? So that's a Machloikis. Many persons say he only has the right to be Doicha, the Aveilim, and daven for the Yomen, and Adar Aleph for Ashkenazim, because that's the primary day to keep the yahrzeit. Now, which he keeps in the second month, he can say Kaddish, but he can't be Doicha any Aveilim from davening for the Omid or from saying Kaddish. If he davens in a shul with only one person, says Kaddish at one time. So that's regards to yahrzeit. But in regards to Bar Mitzvah, the Chayyotim is very clear, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Rama does not disagree, that the correct udder is actually udder Beis. Yunelad ba'udder b'shana pshuta. Amu beres yunelad ba'udder Beis b'shana shi'gimol huma over. if he's born in a Shana Pshuta, or he's born in a Muberis in other bays, and the year the Remitza is a Shana Muberis and there's an other bays, in an Asa Remitza ad other bays. So he's only Remitza in the second other. Ablim Noel Bemuberis, Be other Aleph, Beshash Gimel Namim Muberis, Nasa Remitza Be other Aleph. If he's born in a year which is a Shana Muberis, and he's born in other Aleph, and then 13 years later, it's again a Shana Muberis. So the Chayyadim says his bar mitzvah is an utter aleph. Now, why is he saying this? It sounds pretty obvious, because the Magen Avraham says not like that. The Magen Avraham says even in that situation where he's born an utter aleph, 13 years later, he keeps bar mitzvah in the utter bays. So Magen Avraham takes this concept that utter bays is the appropriate time for the bar mitzvah so strongly that even in a scenario where he's born an utter aleph, his bar mitzvah is an utter bays. So that's the Magen Avraham, that is, takes it that far. The Chayyadim says we don't do that. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both agree that utter bays is the appropriate utter for the bar mitzvah. The person who's born in Shana Pshuta will keep his bar mitzvah in utter bays. There is another opinion about that. Maybe we'll talk about that more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.